Okay, Rabbeisai, we are Baruch Hashem here again to learn some Torah together this evening. Wow, fantastic, really good. So, what is the topic tonight? We're going to be learning about Asher Yotzeh a little bit. I just thought that it's got nothing to do with what directly, but I just thought, you know, that I don't know if you're familiar with the expression, they call it Asher Yotzeh paper. Have you heard of the expression? People, instead of using it, they call it Asher Yotzeh paper. So I saw one of the Gedolim said that it's very, very inappropriate to call it that. It's very, very inappropriate to call it that, but it's quite a common expression. Pardon, never heard of it before?
Thankfully not.
Yeah. So, okay. Good. Okay, fine. So, So Rabbi said we're learning the halachas of Asher Yotzeh. We're learning we discussed yesterday the mashal about the bracha achrona, which is interesting. Today we're going to be learning the second part of this very Mishnah Berurah, which is talking about, and we're in Siman Zayin. We are in Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Beis, and the second part of this. Of this Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Beis. He starts with the Mashal, and then the second topic is the following. It's about Shois Sam HaMashalshal, or in other words, we would call somebody that suffers from diarrhea. What does it do in terms of Asher Yotzeh? So Mishnah Berurah discusses what's the right way, what's the halacha about this. So in our edition of the Mishnah Berurah, the third line from the top in the Mishnah Berurah, it says follows: Mishnah Shoyis Sam HaMashalshal, Deish Bidaito Mitchila Lefano Is Habnei Me'ayim Ad Shtich La'Azuma Mehem. Somebody feels he suffers from diarrhea. So he says Al Kin Yesh Oymrim Dola Yivorech Kimach Agmara Itzo. He says that according to some opinions, when he feels that he's relieved, he can make the Asher Yotzeh. Others, however, hold that every time a person goes out, he is entitled to make the bracha. The Mishnah Berurah holds that the minhag is like the second opinion, that every time a person goes out, he may do the bracha of Asher Yotzeh. However, the following rule does apply. Ach beshil shul chazak, when a person suffers from very strong diarrhea, shemagish shemiyat sheitzterech lefano shenis, that as soon as he's leaving the room and he wants to make the Asher Yotzeh, he feels that he needs to go out again. So if he suffers from such serious symptoms, then also levarich, he cannot make the bracha because he now feels already he needs to go again, so he can't make a bracha. Also, in such an instance, he wouldn't be allowed to even learn Torah, so he certainly can't make a bracha. So that's the halacha. So if a person can really make a bracha every single time he goes out, however, if he feels that as soon as he goes out he needs to make a bracha again, he wouldn't be able to make a bracha. Yeah. Now Rabbeisai comes a very interesting chiddush in the Mishnah Berurah. We need to go back a little bit to the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim. A little bit. Please allow us to make some revision. Do you remember, Rabbeisai, there was Machlokes Rosh and Rashbo with regards to the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim? Do we remember that? Rosh and Rashbo. So what's the Rosh's opinion? No, that was the Rashba. No, the Ruach Ro is really both. Briachadosh is the Rashba. The Rosh held Nikias. Yeah. Is that what he said? I forgot what he said. Yeah, Nikias. Clean hand. And preparation to a key word for the Rosh was Brachos and Davening. So, in terms of the Rosh, the reason why we make Anatilas a dime when we wake up in the morning is because when a person wakes up, he's about to daven and he's probably touched areas of his body which are covered parts of the body and not particularly clean. He now wants to daven, so he's got to wash his hands. That was the Rosh's approach. Okay? That's what we learned, right? Now, So the million dollar question is, what happens if a person, the million dollar question is as follows. According to the Rosh, the reason why I make it until the time in the morning is because you woke up, you go to the toilet, you're about to daven, so now, until that's the dime, you clean your hand, you're about to daven, you make a bracha, until that's the dime. So the million dollar question is, what is the difference between before shachris and before mincha? So if a person would go to the toilet just before mincha, and he washes his hands, and he's about to say, "Asher Yishu Vesecho," what is really the difference between this yid and the yid that is making Al Netilas Yadayim before Shachris? Why? Why should it?
What the difference is, in the morning you do
Netilas Yadayim.
Yeah, and
in the afternoon you don't say the bracha. Question? I want to know why you make Netilas Yadayim why do you make Netilas Yadayim before Shachris and you don't do it before Mincha? If a person is being excused and he goes now to Tav Mincha, let him wash his hands, make Netilas Yadayim together with Ashi Yaltsa. The Ashi Yaltsa of the morning didn't cover the rest of your day, so why does Al Netilas Yadayim? How many times do you wash a day for Hamotzi? You're probably all right, right? I'm probably wrong. I want to bring out the question. Good question? Ask him. Says the Mishnah Berurah, I'm besefer Arz Zechaim, I mean Sivkot and Gimel. Sivkot and Gimel. After came along, you must wash your hands. Here is the rule. You do make Asher Yotza as many times as you, but before davening, you only do Al Netilas Yadayim before davening, Shachris, but not before Mincha. I besef atz zechaim. The das we have a poskim di moshe tzrochov legdolim vachkech oitzel ispal mevorach al netilas yadayim. The atz zechaim, otherwise known as the malbim, says no. Hello. If you're washing your hands before mincha and you're doing asher yotza, you got to do al netilas yadayim as well. בכל מקום לכתחיל אין לוז מפסק השולחון אורך, ואין בספר מה יסר רב. רבו יסר, שוב כל המחלוי כזה אחרי, אני אומר, this very point. The words of the Shulchan Aruch were, I'm going over the words of the Shulchan Aruch in Zif Aleph, but on page 24, the Shulchan Aruch says, כל היום כשהוא יש לצרוך ובין הקטן למגדולים, מבורך השיוצה ולא יענה תילה סודיים. We do not recite על נתילה סודיים, says Shulchan Aruch, אף אם רואה ללמוד או להספל מיד. Do you remember yesterday we asked, why did he say, you don't say על נתילה סודיים? After being excused, you don't say until that's the time, even if you're learning or davening. So we asked, like, who cares what he's doing afterwards? Until that's the time, you know. So the answer is because Shulchan Aruch himself holds whatever happens, you only make one until that's the time. Asher Yotza you make every time you go, but until that's the time you only do once and once. However, there are very serious achronim, including the Artzis Echayim and including the Vilna Gaon, who held that no, every time a person before Mincha, if before Maariv, if a person goes out Asher Yotza together with Al Netilas Yadayim, it's now a paskan. Don't think that's the general rule, but if you see anybody saying Al Netilas Yadayim before Mincha, then that's where it's coming from. Pardon? Don't stone him. Yeah, don't stone him. You can if you want, but...
Rabbi?
Yes, it is connected to the Rosh. Because the Rosh's approach was based on tefillah. You've got unclean hands, you're washing them for tefillah. Well, shachis, mincha, should be the same. We don't paskin on that, and indeed we go with shachis only. But there is a strong argument to say it's the same. What do you think about that? So here we've got a Malbim and a Vilna Gaon. Yes.
Before mincha, even if you don't go to the toilet, do you still wash your hands or not?
Yeah, so we were going to get to those halachas and we learned tefillas mincha. Yes, according to the Rosh, you do. Yes.
But without the bracha.
Correct. Correct.
So what if you had a opinion, why is this subject of the Islam? Vilna Gaon, it's a subject.
So we take it, don't make a bracha. The Mishbu doesn't say you make a bracha. It's just the Vilna Gaon did because he felt that we're passing on that. Okay, now we continue. Now, Siv Beis is telling us, Hey Til Mai, Siv Beis, second line, Hey Til Mai, Velo Shif Shef, Aval Peshtoch Levoich Asher Yotza, Hein Tzorech Lito El Yodov, Elim Shum Nekiyas, Oim Shum Hikoin. Now, what this Shulchan Aruch is really telling us, that, you see, washing hands after going to the toilet has got two reasons. Now we're going to actually learn it's got actually 2.5 reasons. Why do we wash hands after going to the toilet?
Without the bracha, though.
Yeah, correct.
Without the bracha.
Correct. Why do we make a bracha? Why do we wash hands? Exactly. One is ruacha, we discussed. Is a ruacha. Anybody who goes to the toilet has got ruacha. We discussed, Mishnah Berurah says, really once is sufficient. Ideally, do 3 times. Ruacha. Oh, yeah. But that's in terms of one reason. The other reason is because of Nikius. Now, does Nikius require water or not? Generally speaking. No, it does not. It does not. You just clean the part of the hand which is dirty, and we learned that even scratching, scrubbing the hand is really sufficient. Really, when you got something dirty, yeah. Now we're learning that when it comes to tefillah, there's another rule, Rabbi Yisai. And the rule is called hikoin. There is a rule of that when it comes to davening, you should always wash your hands. When it comes to davening, there's a special rule. Dirt, generally speaking, the requirement to clean your hands with dirt can be with anything, but when you're cleaning your hands with dirt before davening, there's a rule of hikoin, prepare yourself for davening, and that ideally you should do through water. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. Mishum hikoin, you should wash your hands with water. Okay. Why?
Yeah, because let's say in the many hundred years ago when they didn't have toilets and they went to the open field.
They did, yes.
The whole open field has a ruach ra?
Yes, it wasn't really considered. So the answer is no, not the whole area. I suppose there was more designated areas. I don't think it was like the outhouses kind of thing. That would have the ruach ra. But the first question is a slightly different question. Why is it connected to ruach ra? Yeah, I suppose it is. Yeah, I'm saying it's ruach ra with a person's waste is, I suppose, ruach ra.
Something.
Correct. And we should, yeah, correct. So it is, however, still, it's
really representing what it's used for rather than
correct.
What's there.
Correct. Yeah. Aboy says, if Gimel Haitin Maim, Vesiach Taitum Elatel Maim. What happens if a person, that's a range thing. What happens if a person, Haitel Maim, a person goes to the toilet, Vesiach Taitum, he forgot. He meant, he forgot to say the bracha v'asher yotza. V'siach tatum elatel mayim. V'achich nimlach. And then he goes, he forgets, he remembers, and he goes back to the toilet. V'hitel mayim pa'am acheres. In other words, he went a second time to the toilet, having forgotten to say the bracha of v'asher yotza. Tzorich levorech. Watch out. Says Shulchan Aruch, tzorich levorech, you must make the bracha of v'asher yotza beis pa'omim, 2 times v'asher yotza. Make 2 v'asher yotzas.
One after the other.
Because you forgot the first time around.
Yeah.
Is that what we do?
No.
No, it is not what we do. But that is what the Shulchan Aruch says. But if a... Pardon? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if that's what the Sfadim do. I don't know. It looks like from Shulchan Aruch. I don't know if generally. But he said, what would it be comparable to? Where do we? Yeah. Okay. Abay Sai, the reason why a person would make Tuasha Yaltzaz would be comparable to, where does that come from to say twice? Exactly, if a person forgets it, it says the Mishnah Berurah, they've got involved. Exactly, Beis Pa'amim. Kedematzinam, a third or fourth wide line. Kedematzinam le'elyon tefillah, as we find by davening, she'im tor, if a person made a mistake, v'lo yispal shachis, and he failed to daven shachis, he didn't daven shachis. Mispalel, he does daven mincha shtayim. He davens? Two, pardon? Yeah, you're right. If a person is pasha, not correct. But we find the concept. Okay, we're talking about somebody who wasn't pasha in this Shulchan Aruch as well. Person forgot. Yeah, correct. Good question. Good. You're good. Very good. So, but it's comparable to mincha, that if a person forgets to daven, he davens later twice. So if a person forgets to Asher Yotza twice. Avol harbe me'achroinim. But the consensus of the later authorities, including the Bach, the Magen Avraham, the Gon, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, they disagree with this. We're serving him, and they hold. So the consensus is they hold. The shine tefillah is different. Shehi b'markin korban. Davening is different because why is davening different? In the place of korban, and therefore shayich boi tashlumin. Because that there's a concept of tashlumin. You can make up a mist tefillah. Masha Enkein, Pasha Yotza, as opposed to Asha Yotza, what's different about Asha Yotza? Boches Stam.
It doesn't replicate something that was done in
the Bessimik. So therefore, Birkas Hoydah. Birkas Hoydah, it's a Birkas Hoydah. Mishnah Berurah says, because it's a Birkas Hoydah. You're thanking the Shbachu. Now, so therefore what? Let's speak this out. So when it comes to Karbonas, you missed the Karbon, you can bring two Karbonas. All right, Tashlumim. So that's why you can daven two Minchas. But when it comes to Asher Yotza,
one Hoydah
is enough. And one Hoydah is enough? Why is that? Why is one Hoydah enough?
It's the same
Hoydah. You forgot the first Asher Yotza. You can't make up anymore? You can't thank twice in a row?
The tefillah, this is man. So you missed the zman, you can make it, try to make it up. But here, there's no zman in Asher Yotza.
So even more so, there's no zman, so even more so, you should carry on. Go for the two Asher Yotza. So, but tefillah is also the abonon. So the lotion of the Shulchan Aruch of the Mishnah Berurah is, the wording of the Mishnah Berurah is, you can say thanks once for multiple times. So, what's the you can say thank you once for, forget. What's the word? What's the point? At what? What's the yisoid? You can thank one. Since you can thank once for numerous things, you can't say, it becomes a bochshin atzich radio, even a bochshin atzola. You can't say many ashiyotzas for one occasion. Benching as well. You mentioned benching. You can also only do one benching, even if you. Okay. Mishnah says, you should always try to say ashiyotza straight away. I should always try to say, don't delay. Don't say, oh, I'm going to do Yeshua Tzalei. No. Because chances are you're going to forget. So, it's good custom to straight to say Asher Yotza.
That's another reason why we say, if you have food, yesterday.
Ah, then you're going to forget. Good point. Yeah, he doesn't mention that. It's good. Shematzech oyd achrei kechlat lemav. Uwadim begdoilim. He says, whatever happens, the person should say Asher Yotza straight away. However, I want to share with you at this point, an interesting Reb Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman says an interesting chiddush. But I think we should see, first see Siv Dalet. Let's just see Siv Dalet first. Ain't Shir Lehashtin Maim. There's no measurements. There's no measurements in terms of how much a person needs to go out for another two. No, any. Akiafilut the tip of achas, even one drop, chayav levorech. Even for one tiny, tiny amount, a person, minute amount, persons will still recite Asher Yotza. Shem Yisosem Anekev, because if Chas V'Sholem, there would be a blockage, Chas V'Sholem, Meloi Tzatipa for this drop to go out, if there would be Chas V'Sholem a blockage, it would cause an enormous amount of pain and damage, etc. So therefore, even for minute amount, one should say Asher Yotza. Now perhaps, based on that, there's a very interesting, Pshlomo Zalman. I'm not 100% sure that Pshlomo Zalman really said it. I'm not even 100% sure that Pshlomo Zalman really passed like that. It's quoted in a few Sfarim, and the Chavazir also is such a tzad. Now, I don't think it's halacha lemaisa. I'm saying that clearly, I do not think it's halacha lemaisa, but it's certainly something to think about. Pshlomo Zalman asks, or it is worth considering and pondering, what if a person goes to the toilet, not because he feels urgent need he needs to go, or strong need he needs to go, rather because he's about to daven. Or, for instance, that's right. Davening is the case that he speaks about, but you could really apply it to a person. A person is going on, he's going on a trip, whatever, he's going away, he knows he's going to be. So, he's nervous, exactly, he's not going to have access. So he goes to the toilet now, not because he feels he needs to go. But just he wants to, you know, he's, you know.
No, it's the same way
he does. He knows, yeah. So the question is, do you say Asher Yotza? So what's the argument that you don't make Asher Yotza?
You didn't need to go.
You don't need to go. So you don't really need to go. So are you, is there, do you thank Kodesh Baruch Hu?
Like,
all right, so the argument against it is, and that's what you're saying, the argument against it is that at the end of the day, you know, a person is grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that his body works.
If the rule is one drop, then you need to go.
Oh, exactly. If the rule is tipa achas, let it be tipa achas. So that's the discussion. But I can hear why some. So what are your thoughts on that? Before davening is a good example. It's halacha. Your person has to, you know, both take us in the cover of, you have to check that you don't, before you go davening. So person says, okay, you know what, he quickly go. Yeah. And then he does he say Asher Yotza or not? Yeah? Why do you feel, what's the svara? Why do you feel?
You're still grateful that you didn't
have to go. Because that you're still grateful that a body works.
I mean, even if you have a desire, it's still
bench. Correct. You're a nene, so you, she's here also, you thank God's Baruch Hu that, yeah. Yeah. Any. So the Meister, it is clear that halacha is that Mishnah Berurah certainly, you know, and the consensus of in Germany is that person went, person makes a bracha, whatever happens. I do feel it's a svara to think about. I think it's a very interesting mechudesh diga svara, which shows the deep understanding of the halachas. You know, do you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Especially, you know, Pshlomo Zalman, I think it's Pshlomo Zalman or somebody else brings this forward, that why thank HaKadosh, if a person is only going for practical reasons, or if a person is only going for halachic reasons, so are you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're only going out because the halacha dictates, you're going out now. You have to go. Right. I hear. Okay, but so Ian, I'm pretty confident that the minhage is generally that we're not choshish for that svar, and it doesn't even become a bracha, a suffix brachas. I don't think it goes into the category at all. And a person would, without pickbook, without hesitation, would make Asher Yotza in such a case. But I said to summarize what we learned this evening, Pasiat Ishmael, we spoke about the Hamashalshal, the person who's called Shilshul. We said that a person could recite Asher Yotza every time he goes out, so the Mishnah Berurah holds like that, unless he never feels really that he's, if he feels as soon as he goes out, he feels he needs to go again, he cannot recite Asher Yotza, like he can't daven and can't dig brachas. Right, then we spoke about the concept of hikoin. For davening purpose, always good to wash your hands. We spoke about the Vilna Gaon and the Malbim, who holds that you make al netilas yodayim. Just, if you make Asher Yotza, you're about to daven, you make Anitra Sadaim away. However, the main halacha should we call it the main halacha? The general approach is not to make an interesting. Then we moved on and we spoke about the Shulchan Aruch's very grand chiddush that you make two ashiyotz. You forgot the first one. You got a second time. You take two ashiyotz and you go. The halacha is not. Doesn't seem to be like the Shulchan Aruch. Finally, we discussed ein shir le'ashtin ma'im, even on a tiny amount. One will thank Kodesh Baruch Hu that the body functions and everything is fine. That's it for this evening, Avos Hayim. Tomorrow, Beseil Tishmaya, as well as having a very choshev v'atoyra, mit Hashem, very choshev v'atoyra. Besides that, we're also going to be zoyche be'ezer Hashem to start a little bit of an introduction to Hilchas Tzitzis Beseil Tishmaya. Okay.